Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my it's my college football legend. It's Kent Lawrence, wide receiver out of the University of Georgia. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. So one more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. Well, Kent Lawrence, wide receiver, University of Georgia, Go Dawgs, Dawg Nation, played at the University of Georgia from 1966 to 1968. In his years at Georgia, in his sophomore season, the Dawgs went 10-1. Then came back in 1967, they went 7-4. And then in 1968, the Sugar Bowl team, they went 8-1-2. But Kent Lawrence played a big part in his 3 years at the University of Georgia. A young man that came to campus and almost went to Clemson University, grew right up about 15 miles from the Clemson campus. But he decided to take his football prowess to Athens, Georgia. So I'm going to start in 1966 as a true sophomore. The greatest win that season, Jacksonville, beat the Florida Gators that were howling rain. Quarterback by Mr. Steve Spurrier, 27-10, and Kent Lawrence played a big part in that game. That season ended up rushing for almost 304 yards, 69 carries, but he had key runs in that football game, and that stopped Florida from winning the national championship that year. A very impressive win. Then in 1967, what sticks out to me more, even though the Dawgs took a step back, they went 7-4 that year. But Mr. Lawrence was a hell of a special teams player. Took an 87-yard kickoff against VMI that year and had everybody in the stands saying, woo-wee, woo-wee, Kent Lawrence in the house. Then the 1968 team, he moved a flanker. 35 receptions for that year, 570 yards. But that might have been one of the best Georgia teams talent-wise that ever stepped on the field for Vince Dooley. The players that played on that team, Billy Plain, Mike Cavett, Bill Stanfield, Jake Scott, Steve Greer, Sandy Johnson, Wayne Byrd, Tommy Longhorn. That football team was special, but they came up short in the Sugar Bowl that season against Arkansas, led by Chuck Dykes and Bill Montgomery. But to think about Kent Lawrence in his 3 years at Georgia, Georgia was a big state and a big player in the Southeastern Conference. The thing I liked about Mr. Kent Lawrence most of all is that he played running back his first 2 years, then he went to flanker. And the skill set was something very special. He had great speed, A+. He ran patterns as a receiver, A+. Excellent route runner. His hands are very excellent, A+. The separation ability to come out of the breaks, A+. Run after the catch, they call it yak today, A+ from Mr. Kent Lawrence. FBI, his football intelligence was at another level because he moved from the running back position to the flank position in senior season. A+. He had great body control as a receiver and a running back. A+. His run instincts. A+. His vision. A+. And his elusiveness. A+. And not only that, he was a tremendous track star. almost went to Tennessee with Richmond Flowers in 1965, but decided to give his career to the University of Georgia and Vince Doolin. The one thing about Kent Lawrence is not only what he loved about the school, but it was commitment. And his thing when he left Georgia was the words he said about that university. Words can't explain playing at Georgia under Coach Dooley. It taught me this one, team concept, commitment to the task at hand, and hard work. And finally, Georgia became part of my family in 1965.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Something that Mr. Kent Lawrence took with him after his career, had a short pro NFL career. But what I like about him is what he did after he left Georgia. Became a big stay over in Clark County, over there in Athens. Became a judge. Became a very successful criminal lawyer. But most of all, he set up a program to help people that were on drugs and became a big stay over there in Athens, Georgia, where he played football at. But most of all, at the age of 25, he became the youngest police chief in Athens, Georgia, in Clark County. Outstanding football player, outstanding man, died a couple of years ago. But when I did my research on Kent Lawrence, he's what is epitome of the University of Georgia. And it's a shame that he didn't see that team win the national championship this year under Kirby Smart. But you know what? Kent Lawrence is one of the best that ever laced them up. Kudos to Kent Lawrence, University of Georgia from 1966 to 1968. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor, a pleasure to do this video on a very, very excellent football player that played a mainstay in Georgia football history. So my final words, I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner by Kent Lawrence. Remember the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her. And hear the sound of that gentle word, the Good Vibrations. Kent Lawrence had good vibrations while he attended the University of Georgia from 1966 to 1968. He made a very, very important stay on the football field, and he did what you're supposed to do as an athlete. He went into the community and made an important stay there to the people in Athens. Go Dawgs! It's a great time being a University of Georgia fan. Unfortunately, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a Memphis State basketball fan. Excuse me, I should say University of Memphis, but I got a lot of friends at the University of Georgia fans. And right now, the University of Georgia is ascending on the college football scene. And this young man on the screen, Kent Lawrence, had a big say in it. He's history. He's royalty. Go Dawgs to the Dawg Nation.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Like the video, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Mr. Vincent Turner. One more time, thank you to my producer. I call him Babyface. He's good looking. Mr. Logan Landis, and he's a big-time University of Georgia fan. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.